Amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen.
The scriptures have been read. I've seen all of my family members. Michelle, get your coat. I got the check. So good to be back home.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Stroud, for a wonderful introduction, and thanks to all the brothers that have led us thus far.
Amen.
In our worship service to Almighty God. It's good to see you all. This is homecoming. Yeah, I'm at home. We at home. 1989. This is where we landed. It's where God planted us. And as I see all of your beautiful faces, it's so good to be back home.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. We're just so grateful to be alive this morning. Thankful for all of the blessings we don't deserve that God gives to us anyhow.
Amen.
And just thankful and grateful to be able to be counted worthy and put into the ministry and be able to teach and preach and live and share God's word. It's just a blessing upon blessing upon blessing. And so we're grateful and thankful. We are carrying out something that Brother Brooks asked me to do. Grateful to be able to do it. Love Brother Brooks. Love this congregation. You're able and capable minister, Brother Horace Stroud. Just grateful to each of you. Good to be back home.
Amen.
Let's take a look at the scripture. It will pitch our mental tents, launch us into this study of God's word. We are unified in Christ.
Okay.
I don't usually give the message title this early, but since you're family, so good to see you. I got to stop looking in the crowd. I just see so many people. Got to focus. But we're unified.
Amen.
God wants you, Holland Heights, to maintain and continue to be unified in Christ.
Amen.
And that's the message this morning. No matter what comes your way, remember that you are unified in Christ. And Brother Brooks became my third mentor. And so just grateful and thankful for all of his leadership and all the things that he's done. And Brother Brooks has done a wonderful work at this congregation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we wish him well in his endeavors. And so Michelle and I went on a kind of a journey, ended up coming back here to Highland Heights and then being sent to the Palm Center Church of Christ as their evangelism minister.
Okay.
Stayed there 5 years and had a wonderful time. And God allowed me to be able to become the minister to the Church of Christ in Highland Gardens. And I see a couple of my folks then slipped in here, and I understand why. You got your family right here. So thank you for coming in support as well. But Brother Brooks, as you know, is a very talented man with a big heart, and he loves people.
Amen.
And that's why he loves saving souls and equipping the saints. He's done that very well. And you need to know he's not necessarily leaving Highland Heights. His membership will be here. And so I'm sure he will check in with you from time to time. And I know you'll be happy to see him and hear how he's doing. He shared with many of you, as he did with me, his desire to become a traveling evangelist. And I'm just so excited he gets a chance to live out a dream or a desire. And we want to pray for his success in doing what he's doing. And I know that you will. And so I know that some of you are excited about his opportunity. And those of you that didn't say amen, I'm going to help you to understand and make it a little easier as we get to the latter part of the message. But I think what he's doing is wonderful indeed, and not everybody gets a chance to do that. And so the message from on high this morning is unified in Christ, unified in Christ. Let's go to the text, Philippians chapter 2. Now somebody told me that they were not the reader this morning necessarily, and then I'm looking this way, set me up, and then now I find out he's been a reader for a minute, and so, but I'm not surprised. The text, Philippians chapter 2, as was read intelligently in your hearing, Philippians chapter 2, verse, we're going to read the context, verse 1 through 4. If there be, therefore, and I want you to notice, let me give you a little bit of background so you don't miss the breakdown. Paul is not asking questions here. These statements are rhetorical. The answer is very clear, but it sounds like questions. And so he says, if there be therefore any consolation
in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of spirit,
if
any bowels and mercy.
And he knows these things exist, and so do you.
Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
Now look at verse 1. In verse 1, we find this comfort of love. And that's what we're going toward this morning, this comfort of love, unified in Christ. Verse 2, being like-minded, on the same page, looking to God, focused on the B-I-B-L-E. And then in verse 3.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory,
but
in lowliness.
In lowliness
of mind.
That's the humility part. And so we've got love, unity, and humility. Come on.
Let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
That takes humility. Yeah. Putting someone else before your own self, someone else's needs, someone else's burdens, someone else's need to be Barnabas, as I call it at the garden, meaning uplifted. And so we're looking at these three components, love, unity, and humility. And so at the garden where I'm privileged to labor in love, from this text, we have adopted the mantra for the congregation, which simply is love, unity, and humility. And it won't change. And so at Highland Heights, the membership here is filled also with love, unity, and humility. So therefore, let us continue in what Brother Brooks has begun and worked within you all these years. That's what you've been lifting these weights for. And so let us continue in love, unity, and humility. I call it keep good going. And so let's look at love. You are, Highland Heights, knitted together in love. Turn to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. You are knitted together in love. If you know anything, some folk know what crocheting is. Yeah, quilt making. Anytime you wove in together, if you wove things in together, make strands, that is much more difficult to break or to tear apart than a single something. And so you are woven together. You are knitted together in love. Colossians 2, 1 and 2. The Bible says, for I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea. And for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. Verse number 2, my brother.
That their hearts might be comforted.
Yeah.
Being knit together in love.
Hearts are comforted when hearts are knit together in love.
And unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ.
And so it's much more difficult to tear anything apart, the church, a relationship, when you're knit together in love.
Amen.
So I'm looking for a strong brother. Do I have a strong brother in here? Brother, you're looking at me sideways, you must be the strong brother. Take that cord and I want you to tear it apart. That's the church. Tear it apart. Are you trying? I know some people try to tear the church apart. They're trying harder than this, brother. Come on, brother. Tear the church apart. Yeah. He made it look good. Why can't they tear the church apart? Because y'all are knit together in love. Now, I didn't really pull this out, brother. Y'all laughing. Trying not to cut myself. Being knit together in love, the whole purpose is, there are members within the Church of Christ.
Okay.
And in numbers that are knit together in love, there is strength. And so here is why these brothers could not tear the church apart. Yeah? That brother say, look out. You're right. I'm not trying to be like Jesus and shed no blood for the church. No. Can't do it like him. Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
The church can't be torn apart because The church is knit together in love. Okay. And so these strands are individual members of this congregation. And they will keep the church together no matter what. And under the able leadership of Brother Horace Stroud, you'd have no worries. The church, Highland Heights, is knit together in love. So no matter what storm you're currently facing, it don't matter what you're going through in life right now. I know that the valley seems low, the day is dark, but I'm telling you, you got to hold on. And you got to keep power walking through whatever it is that you're going through. No matter how deep the valley you find yourself in this morning, you got to know and believe that God is bigger than anything that you're facing. Moses encouraged Israel. Turn your Bibles. Deuteronomy 31. Moses encouraged Israel during a change in leadership. He was passing the torch to Joshua. And so can I bless you this morning? Deuteronomy 31, verses 6 through 8, the Bible declares, be strong.
And of good courage.
And of good courage.
Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, it is that doeth go with thee.
That doth go with thee, He will.
He will not fail
thee. He will not fail thee. Remember that in your dark times. God will not fail you and I. Nor will he leave nor forsake us.
Amen.
And Moses called to Joshua
and said unto him,
what'd he say?
In the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn.
That promised land fathers. To that place not made with hands. We're talking about heaven. He was talking about heaven for them, the promised land which flowed in milk and honey. But we're talking about that promised land that we're trying to get to. I'm going to ask, there's a bus waiting outside. How many want to go to heaven this morning?
Amen.
I ain't here but about half of y'all. Everybody want to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die. It's an impossibility. You got to do it. You got to die to self.
Yep.
And then you got to die physically, having a prepared life, and you have your chance at heaven. Finish, bro.
And unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it.
And the Lord.
And the Lord. He it is that doeth go before thee.
You got to understand, God, don't miss this.
He will be
in
with thee.
In the midst of your trials and your long-standing travails, God goes before you. God walks alongside of you.
Okay.
And for military men and women, God has your six. And you can believe that every day, no matter how bad it is in your life. What you cannot do is self-murder. What you cannot do is commit suicide. There is no repentance for that. And therefore there's no forgiveness. The answer always is stop wherever you are, no matter how bad you think it is. Stop. Listen to your heartbeat. Pray even though you don't think you're being heard. Go to the Word of God and find something that you've highlighted all these years that grips you. And then you put a song on your heart and you call somebody who can give you wise counsel and fellowship, and you watch God pull you out of that hole.
Okay.
Young people, never kill yourself, no matter what you've done. Never kill yourself. God gave us this breath and this life and this spirit and this soul, and only he can shut it down. It is not for us to do. Finish, my brother.
He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee.
Yeah.
Fear not, neither be dismayed.
The message at Holland Heights this morning is no matter what, keep power walking.
Okay.
Power walk through the things that challenge you. You power walk through. Let me get to this unity piece. That was love. This is unity. Turn to Titus. Titus chapter 3. I'm reading from the NLT, if you don't mind, my brother. But I want you to turn. I have this translation because I want you to be able to chew this and swallow it before I leave. Titus chapter 3. I'm helping us with the unity part. We know what love is now. Knit together no matter what. Love from God and love of God. And now I want to touch the unity piece. Titus chapter 3, verse 8 through 11. The Bible declares, this is a trustworthy saying. And I want you to insist on these teachings so that all who trust in God will devote themselves to doing good, to doing good. These teachings are good and beneficial for everyone. Don't or do not get involved in foolish discussions about spiritual pedigrees or in quarrels or fights about obedience to Jewish laws. There's a lot of things out there right now that you can find yourselves trying to argue with folk about. Don't worry about that.
Amen.
You pray for them, you live the life, and you move on. These things are useless and a waste of time. If people are causing divisions among you, give a first and second warning. After that, have nothing more to do with them. I'm pausing for a purpose. For people like that have turned away from the truth and their own sins condemn them. Get this, don't miss this. True fellowship is with God and his people by practicing living the truth. Turn to 1 John. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 through 7. True fellowship is with God. It's with God's people. And it's found in practicing the truth. 1 John 1, 1 through 7. And we proclaim, catch me. We proclaim to you the one who existed from the beginning, whom we have heard and seen. We saw him with our own eyes. Those are truly eyewitnesses of God. The true Jehovah's Witnesses. That's a soft anchor I'm moving. You with me? Okay. And touched him with our own hands. He is the word of life. Verse 2. This one who is life itself was revealed to us. And we have seen him. And now we testify and proclaim to you that he is the one who is eternal life. He was with the Father. And then he was revealed to us. Sounds like Jesus to me.
Amen.
We proclaim to you what we ourselves have actually seen and heard so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Get this. We are writing these things so that you may have fully share our joy. This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light and there is no darkness in him at all. God is light and there is no darkness in him at all. So we are lying if we say we have fellowship. Get this. Don't miss it now. With God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. Then we are not practicing the truth. But if we are living in the light. Had a message not long ago called the night light in the daytime. If we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. How's your fellowship with each other? We pray that it is well and it maintains itself. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. How pleasant to have unity. How pleasant to have unity. Turn your Bibles to Psalms 133rd division. Psalms 133rd division. How pleasant to have unity. Psalms 133rd division, verse 1 through 3. How wonderful and pleasant it is.
Amen.
When brothers, and we might as well add in sisters, live together in harmony or unity. In harmony. Y'all sang so well this morning. You sang how? In harmony. In unison. Sounds so good. Harmony, peace, unity. For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head. Come on, bro.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment.
Yeah.
As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord
pronounced, yes, sir,
the blessings, even life, life forevermore.
Everlasting. Don't you want it?
Amen.
That's why you lift all these weights. We're trying to get to eternal in the heavens. Yeah. Well, how do we do it? Remain unified in Christ. In closing. Here's why and here's where the humility comes in. And so I promised you when I began that I would help you to feel good about Brother Brooks's transition. Now you got to get this. God does not intend for everyone in your life to be in your life for a lifetime. That sounds so nice, I'm going to say it twice. It's hard to let people go. But God never intended for everybody in your life to be in your life for a lifetime. People have seasons and reasons to be with you. And the only persons to be in your life for a lifetime are God and His Son. Oh, y'all. Sometimes we got to let go. Yeah, thank you for finishing and let God. Turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 10. Let me show you why you got to let Tommy go. Romans chapter 10. There's something called the greater good. Romans chapter 10. Verse 13 through 15.
For whatsoever shall call upon the
for
name
who
of the Lord.
Shall ever, give me that who.
For whosoever
yeah.
shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Now I got to drop a soft anchor here for friends who erroneously think that all you got to do is call upon the Lord. I mean, it's a beautiful song. I will call upon the Lord. We're not singing it, but He's worthy to be praised. But you got to do a little bit more
Amen.
Than just call upon the Lord. And so there's steps to everything. Just calling His name is not enough. You got to know and believe. You got to understand when they took a rugged, unsmooth cut tree, put it into two pieces, and hung God's Son on it. Six long hours of torture, mentally and physically. You got to understand that the flagellum was a tool used by the Romans to break a man down. This whip is filled with bones and metal at the end. And so when it digs into the body of someone, when it's retrieved, it pulls out chunks of meat. Can you see the horseflies gathering on Golgotha's hill to eat at the flesh of our Lord and Savior? Can you see the people pointing, Mama, that's that man. And do you hear the children asking their parents, what has He done to deserve this? And the resounding answer is nothing. Nothing. He's fulfilling what I like to call a kamikaze mission. Kamikaze missions in wartime for airplanes, these pilots knew that they were not coming home. It was a mission unto death. And so, six long hours of torture. And then out of spite, the Roman soldier comes and he pierces his side. He did not realize he was fulfilling the will of God.
Amen.
For forthwith came out. That's it. Blood and water. And we are saved and healed from our sin sickness by that blood that Jesus shed.
Amen.
And by this water that removes our sins. Jesus paid it all. He paid the sin debt that we could never repay.
Amen.
And that, my friends, is the gospel. Acts chapter 15 and verse 7 declares that this gospel is to be believed by everyone. So you have to hear the word of God. Believe the word, the gospel of God. Be willing to change, repent from the way you do religion and the way you do you. And then confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And then be baptized in water for the removing of your sins. And so in verse 14, he says, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Think about the greater good and think about the world at large and think about Brother Tommy's skill set. And that's why you got to let him go. Because of the greater good that he will do in the world and for the kingdom of Christ. Think about all the countless congregations and individuals who will be blessed because of his skill set, his love, and his ability to equip and edify people as he glorifies God. I tell you, I was going to help you. And then that'll help us to be what? Unified in Christ. And so if I can bless you, you think about all the good he's done. Those of us who've been here since the late 80s remember Brother Freddie Anderson. No stranger to this, well, not this pulpit, but the one that was over there. Okay. Brother Freddie Anderson has been a traveling evangelist almost all his life. His membership resides at Madisonville Church of Christ. But he is a traveling evangelist. And he's a wonderful person doing wonderful things in the world. And so, this is a good thing for Brother Brooks. It's a good thing for Holland Heights. And the many congregations, churches of Christ, that will grow because of his talents. And that's why Tommy got to go. That's why he got to go. But get this now. It's the win, 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 win. Now, I don't know how many of you are competitors. But usually if you get a one win-win, if you get a win, that's good. If you get a win-win, that's great. But seldom do you get a win-win-win-win. Okay. Stay with me now. I'm closing. It doesn't happen too often. You, Holland Heights, wins because you have the pleasure and the benefit to sit at Tommy's feet and grow along with the other leaders at this fine congregation. Tommy wins because he gets to fulfill a spiritual dream and goal. The new memberships win by being better equipped to God's will. And the ultimate winner is Almighty God.
Amen.
It's his glory. It's his honor. It's Jesus Christ who will be ultimately lifted up throughout the world. And so that's why we gotta let him go. While he was doing this ministry work, the congregation will yet remain unified in Christ.
Amen.
Under the capable and faithful hands of Brother Stroud until the appropriate time. May God continue to bless this wonderful
Amen.
Fellowship.
Amen.
Invitation?
Yeah.
If you are subject to the invitation, let us be standing, please.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Won't you come this morning? It's a great day to be alive and to be saved, that you might be able to see God's face in peace. Won't you come this morning?
Just to